Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we do have some younger listeners that listen to podcasts of my show. And it's you know, yeah. The young ones, they listen to podcasts. Older ones are still into terrestrial radio and satellite. But, you know, the younger ones, they just, you know. So if you want to be young, you got to do more podcasting. Okay, I'm kind of starting to get into podcasts as well, you know, when I do my walk and exercise, but I still like to listen to music. I like to listen to music from the 90s and 80s and classic rock, but I'm getting more into podcasts. And so one of our listeners is a teenager, and she had written that she's been dumped 3 times, each time after she had sex, and she wants to know what is it going to take for somebody she's with to fall in love with her. Now, if she is in the high school age group, it's a problem. Because the high school age group, you know, and I can't speak for every gender, but most people in the high school age group are not really looking for marriage, making babies. They're looking to kind of deal with their hormones. And when I was younger, I didn't, you know, have a lot of boyfriends because I didn't want to have sex before marriage. That was me. Okay, so I'm not going to yell at you for having sex before marriage, but the reason why I didn't is because I didn't think it was going to lead to love. I wasn't really good at it, so I thought that would kill the relationship faster than not. But for me, I didn't want to get pregnant. I didn't want to get dumped. I didn't want to get an STD. And I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't, you know, girls, I could speak for heterosexual girls. We do want to be loved. We want to be that princess. It's crazy, you know. I mean, I wanted to be a working woman. I wanted to be equal to men. But I still want to be a princess. I still want to have the beautiful wedding gown. And I wanted a guy to, you know, lift me up onto his horse, you know, and, you know, take me to Rivendell with him, you know, with the Sword of Gondor and, you know, look like Viggo Mortensen. That's what I wanted. And the average person who was in my high school class didn't really look like that and didn't act like that. And so, and it's because, you know, maybe it's because I had brothers or, you know, whatever, but, you know, and maybe, you know, my mom would always kind of tell me, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And it's all, don't. Still, she even tells me to my husband, don't do that. It's like, no, don't need your advice, Mom. Thank you. But, you know, the average high school boy, all right, is not looking to come up with long term, all right? You know, they have urges. They may be attracted to you. And a big problem that a lot of young girls had in high school is, if he's that attracted to me, if he wants to kiss me, if he wants to be more invasive and intimate with me, he has to love me. And no, that's not always the case. You know that book, Men is from Mars, Women are from Venus? Really? I mean, it might stereotype just a little too much, but there is an underlying theme. And the theme is people think differently. So, you know, maybe, you know, a young girl in high school is thinking, well, gosh, you know, he must really love me because, you know, he wants to take me out and he wants to do this and he wants to do this. And, you know, no, deflower me. No, that doesn't necessarily mean love. So if somebody has been dumped multiple times, the point I want to make is you will be loved one day. It's just probably not in that age group. That's not when the average person falls in love. Now, they might think they're in love. But then the next question I get is, then how is the turnoff happening so fast? If you know, is it a chemical after sex that all of a sudden makes you take a look at who you just had sex with and then go, uck? I believe for some, yeah, I believe that, not speaking from experience, but I believe there are some where after the chase, after the climax, they just don't look the same to them. There are others that may have more of a deeper connection that ends up happening with sex. So you can't use sex as a barometer of how your relationship is. And also the type of sex. And we're probably going to talk about that because it's Heart Month and we talk about love and things like that. So we'll probably talk about how some types of sex can actually signify where that relationship is, okay? Which we need to talk about when I have to make sure there's no kids listening. So, you know, anybody that has felt like they've gotten dumped multiple times, don't think there's not love out there for you. There is. But how to get somebody to fall in love with you? Don't. Okay? It's not a trap. Right? You can't trap them or force them to, you know, because that was my thought. I'm like, you know what? If we could just be on an island and I'm the only person out there for that person, they'll love me. No, they won't. All right? To love somebody, it takes some sort of magical connection. I feel God's involved. You might feel Cupid's involved or Venus is involved or whatever. But there has to be some connection where that person doesn't want to eat, drink, sleep without knowing you're in their life. That's a lot to ask of a 15, 16-year-old boy. That's also a lot to ask for a 15, 16-year-old girl. But when you have somebody that is tired of playing the field, has gotten, I don't know how many STDs, realizes that it's empty and they don't feel loved, then that's where they have to kind of dig deep and go, can I love back? And so for some people, they will reach out. I know I get asked all the time, you know, will this guy ever, you know, love me? Will he ever? It might not be you, but I think most people do have the potential to love. I really do. But I also believe there is a small subset of people that they just get turned off, or they love multiple people, or they just can't commit to one person. That's okay. I mean, there's people out there that just don't want to commit to one person. Don't marry them because they'll probably cheat. But if there are people who are out there going, look, you know what? I'm done. I sowed my oats. All right. There's a lot of them out there. They might have to, you know, not, you know, oblige temptation, but it's out there. So you just got to be patient. And, you know, don't give the milk away for free, right? Be a cow that keeps her legs bolted together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's rigging the dials. Yay, we love Daniel and Jason and everybody there. And Kyle needs also a big hug and kiss. All right. So, the teachers. Teachers coming back to school. This has definitely been very anxiety provoking, not only for teachers, but for parents, but for kids. You know, if you thought COVID and opening up casinos and the movie industry and Hollywood is having issues, I think there is nothing more of a volcano about to erupt than what's happening with teachers and schools and school districts. And San Francisco has already filed lawsuits against their Department of Education, their own Board of Education, and the San Francisco Unified School District. The city is suing their own school district. It's the first city to do that. And in a nutshell, we have a few, if I could, you know, convey the very complex problem, is when the COVID pandemic began to hit, schools closed even before government officials closed everything down. school's closed, teachers are like, doesn't make sense for us to be here, kids being sick. So in my neck of the woods, schools started to close before we had public officials close, you know, the city down. And once you close something down, it's a lot harder to reopen it back up. Got to be very careful with the close. Kids went home. Teachers went home and said, you know what? We're going to do a virtual system. As a doctor, I had actually, I think it was because I saw the movie or I read the book Ready Player One, I had suggested that we already have a system in place for virtual because I was worried about Ebola or I was worried about Syndrome X that World Health Organization said was going to come and hit us one day. So I supported whatever the teachers felt they had to do, whatever the parents felt they had to do, because we really do need to, in case Ebola comes or something comes, have a means to teach our kids while keeping people safe temporarily. Okay? Then, come August, when cases start to go down, school districts throughout the country said, all right, guys, you're coming back, right? Teachers are like, no, we're still in a pandemic. I don't want to get sick. There's no vaccine. No. Other school districts are like, look, guys, that's kind of your job. I mean, you know, the kids aren't supposed to really be at high risk. You know, if grocery stores could be open, why can't schools be open? Teachers are like, maybe we'll open, but we want a whole list of stuff done. I didn't disagree with what was on the list. You know, frequent sanitizing, PPE for teachers. But the lists were pretty cumbersome. And so some people had accused the teachers' unions of coming up with a list so complex and so challenging that, you know, the school district had to say, you know what, forget it. School districts had budgets. The budgets were already being decreased because of the pandemic and less tax dollars going in. So some school districts, depending on the budget and depending on their teachers' union, said, you know what, we just can't afford to reopen. There's no way we're going to come to an agreement with the teachers' union. Others are like, this is how it's going to be. And they reopened. Now, in Chicago, which there's been a lot of back and forth, apparently the Chicago Teachers Union has been accused of making such a, quote, impossible standard before resuming in-person learning that they're having trouble kind of coming up with a plan that appeases everybody. And I want to caution anybody with the idea of, well, why don't we threaten teachers? I don't think that's a good idea. When you threaten somebody to be at a place that they don't want to be at, whether they're a teacher, whether they're a doctor, whether they're a dentist, okay, the last thing you want is an educator to be in a, you know, at a job when they don't want to be there. See, a lot of parents think the teachers are clawing at the doors going, we cannot wait to see our babies again. You know, I mean, me, right? I taught medical students. Every time a medical student reaches out, I'm like, oh, my babies. You know, I almost start lactating. I mean, you love your students so much. But remember, it's a new school year. So rather than missing your students for a week or two, it's already a new class. And so there really hasn't been that bonding. So it's you know, you can't really play on the heartstrings of teachers at this point because they're new students to them. And now, I mean, students are already almost done with that grade. And so if you're going to, you know, there's a lot of talk saying, well, look, you know, just don't pay them to be home, which is an issue that Biden is going to, you know, possibly worsen, you know, if he, you know, decides to just, all right, everybody get unemployment. I don't care if you don't want to go to work. If that ends up happening, then, you know, one, people do have a right to not go to work. They have a right to not want to work. It's just who pays for that. So there's been suggestions too. Well, then just don't pay the teachers to stay at home. They only get paid if they work. The problem with that is we're still in a pandemic and the teachers haven't been vaccinated. If the teachers already were all vaccinated, had access to the vaccine, then maybe you could talk about, well, look, you know, what more do you need? But if the teachers are still at risk, remember, you know, when you have a child, you have to consider the teacher just as much as you consider the child. And if that teacher's at risk for COVID, if that teacher's at risk of getting sick, if that teacher doesn't want to be there, the last thing you want is somebody that will not, doesn't want to be there to teach your child. That's a problem. You want to know that when you're dropping off that kid, that person is there for that kid. And that's the other thing, too. You can't have educators that are so worried about their personal health that then they aren't 100% for your kids. It's a shame that Sandy Hook happened, but as an educator, I totally understand why that principal threw herself in front of the children to guard them from the bullets. I get that. When you teach, you know, and I've taught Sunday school, I've taught students of all ages, you know, you really love the students. You really do. Now, no, I don't think any teacher should put their health on the line being exposed to COVID if they don't want to. But if their health isn't really on the line, they have some immunity to it already, they have PPE, they have masks, you know, and they still don't want to come back, don't force them. If they don't want to teach your kids, you don't want them as your kid's teacher. You want those who are like, look, you know what, I'm going to be 100% about making sure this kid is going to be safe. If they have to be worried about their health, then that's already taken away from what you need that teacher to do. So what's an answer? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should we have people who have been vaccinated that want to work come in as substitutes and start teaching small group sizes? I mean, maybe they aren't, you know, the third grade teacher or the fifth grade teacher or the high school teacher, but if they are vaccinated and they feel safe and, you know, they want to teach the kids, should we start recruiting people that will work and come into the schools? I don't know what the answer is, but parents want their kids back. For me, with my kids, I have to admit, I have seen a huge difference. You know, and I thought they would like virtual school because they're not getting yelled at, they're not getting in trouble, you know, they're not being called on in class. And no, both of them, you know, have said, look, I need to learn. I talk to medical students every day. They want to be hands-on, you know, and I'm like, well, are you worried about COVID? No, right? You know, I'm worried about my education. So, you know, there's going to have to be some sort of a fine balance. But like I said, I've already started to hear the rumblings of force a teacher to be there, cut off their union pay. No, that's, I think, the worst decision possible, because the last thing you want is an educator there that doesn't want to be there. So get the teachers vaccinated. If we are, you know, if we are opening up Walgreens and CVS vaccination clinics, I know it's only about 6,500 across the nation, but if we are going to start to pilot that, all right, then fine. You know what? Then let's get teachers vaccinated too. I know there's been some debate. Should we vaccinate 80-year-olds or should we vaccinate teachers? If the teachers don't want to come back, and that's, you know, one of the hinging points on them coming back or not, I mean, we have another crisis going on with our kids. And it's just a shame. But I really caution also any more public policy of, you know, paying people to not work. We have to support people so they can eat. But there has to be an incentive to come back to work. If there's an incentive to not work, such as if the Department of Labor says, yeah, somebody doesn't want to go to work because they don't feel safe, they should have a right to refuse work. But if they're going to make more money not working, who's going to come back to work? I'd rather stay home. So we need to think this through a lot better, because once you close something down or once people go home, they don't want to come back a lot of times. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News. Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News.
For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Michael sent me the latest that the CDC director says schools can safely reopen without vaccinating teachers. So according to the CDC, they say teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID before schools can safely reopen. So the school systems are under, you know, now some, you know, pooper get off the pot pressure for teachers to come back. Many school districts that still have their teachers out, you know, want the pandemic gone. And, you know, I believe this was, I believe in Chicago, they were kind of debating, you know, teachers coming back, and they said, look, you know, we need to know that, you know, there's not an infectious disease out there. But the problem with that is there's always infectious disease. So we're being told, this is by CNBC, that teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID before schools can safely reopen. I'm for them getting vaccinated. But according to Dr. Michelle Walensky, there is increasing data to suggest that schools can safely reopen and that safe reopening does not suggest that teachers need to be vaccinated. Vaccination is not a prerequisite for safely reopening schools, meaning the CDC does not want the slow rollout of the vaccines to be an excuse to keep kids out of school. Say the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to put frontline essential workers, which includes teachers, next in line to receive the vaccine. But it may take a while for them to get their shots. School systems across the U.S. have been under pressure to reopen. And they say some parents have been forced to stay at home to watch their children instead of going to work. And we've discussed this. You know, if our schools had reopened and then they shut down again, there would have been another economy shutdown. Instead, because many of the schools stayed closed, people either worked from home or they stayed on unemployment, and there wasn't the roller coaster. The problem is at some point we have to poop or get off the pot. And, you know, teachers have reached out to me, and they say they don't want to go back. You know, they're scared, and I don't blame them. They're scared. But the problem is it's we're always putting our lives at risk of a pathogen because there's flu. There's tuberculosis. There's MRSA, methicillin-resistant bacteria. There's, you know, I think I brought a flu. There's bacteria that cause pneumonia and cause sepsis. So, you know, when the negotiations go back and forth, and some teachers' unions say, but look, you know, we need to know that our teachers aren't going to get sick. Unfortunately, we all get sick. Every year we get something, we get exposed to something. So the question keeps coming back as when do we just say, you know what, we're just going to do it. We're going to live with COVID. Now, looking at where we are in the school year, we could try to salvage second semester. Schools reopened a few weeks ago across the nation, and many other places are still closed. We could salvage it. But if school districts are like, well, maybe by April or maybe by May, the kids have already been, you know, lost almost a year of schooling. There was a study that came out today that the majority of the COVID spread were people aged 20 to 49, not kids, not older individuals, but Americans between 20 and 49 years old. Imperial College London found that people ages 30 to 34 drove about 35% of the spread of coronavirus in the U.S. last year. People aged 35 to 49 were responsible for more than 41% of the transmissions. Researchers concluded school reopenings themselves did not lead to a surge in cases or deaths. So you see the narrative now. You know, it was all about closing down, closing down, closing down. You can't go to restaurants. You can't go to church. Well, you know, people are like, well, wait a second here. Okay, what about school? What about my kids? It's very interesting, and this isn't along party lines. I told you guys that a year ago. I'm seeing Republicans on a side I thought I never would. I'm seeing Democrats on a side I thought I never would. You know, people think, well, Republicans are anti-mask, Democrats are pro-mask. I hear from liberals all the time they can't stand their mask. I hear from Republicans all the time going, why aren't people wearing their masks? So the mask thing is not a political issue. Same thing with the schools reopening and the lockdowns. Those who like working at home, don't mind their kids not being in school, are kind of benefiting from, you know, the new arrangement. They're like, guys, we've got to lock down. We've got to bunker down. Those whose businesses have been completely destroyed, they have a different attitude. Just beyond what their political leanings are. So the narrative this whole time, depending on where you live and who your governor was or public officials, is it's dangerous, that's dangerous, you need to lock down. And then all of a sudden, we have this vaccine campaign. You need to go and get your vaccine. You need to go to Petco Park or Cashman Field or this convention center or this stadium, and you need to go and get your vaccine. And you're like, but you just told me we can't go to church, we can't go to a wedding, I can't open my business because it's so deathly and deadly scary, but you want me to go outside of my house where there's going to be tons of people to get a vaccine? I don't get it. Same thing now. We've been telling people, close down, lock down, don't be around others, don't have groups, you know, of more than 10 people. Well, if the average classroom has 30 kids, no wonder teachers are like, wait a second, why are we going back? We can't go to a movie theater, but you want us to go back into the school. Teachers say their classrooms are like petri dishes. You have a bunch of kids coughing and sneezing and spraying things. They are at risk of getting sick. But that's been a risk they've always had. Just like me as a doctor or nurses, you know, we've heard of many medical professionals across all aspects of the healthcare industry not wanting to go back to work during the COVID pandemic. And that made me scratch my head a little bit because I've been exposed to worse in my career. That's why I'm in healthcare. If COVID is going to keep me from work, then how do I justify showing up to work if there's pneumonia and tuberculosis and HIV and Ebola and malaria? Then nobody's going to go to work. My commute is deadly. The freeway I drive on has some of the worst drivers in the world, completely high on pot. And I take my life into my own hands every time I drive to work. So are we ever going to, achieve a completely safe school? Are we going to achieve a completely safe hospital, a completely safe grocery store? No. So what is it going to take to go, you know what, we're just going to have to live with this? Well, according to public officials, it's hospitals not being overwhelmed. I think it is scarier than scary to live in California where the ambulance is told, to the paramedics are told, if you don't think they're savable, don't bring them to the hospital. Where there's no hospital beds, and so you get turned down. Okay, I haven't paid my taxes and supported my community and supported my country just for them to not be there when I get sick. That's baloney. So if our hospitals are overwhelmed, do we keep people shut down? I think we should build more hospitals. I think we should have more facilities, honestly. But I think it's going to take the hospital saying, no, we're open. We still have 30%, 50% beds available. We're not seeing COVID kill as much. That's probably what it's going to take. The only thing is if there's professionals out there saying, I want to know that I will not get sick, and I'm going to sue if we do get sick, no employer could promise that because there's the rhinovirus, there's adenoviruses, there's flu. That's kind of why our immune systems are so complex, is because we are consistently bombarded with illness. You know, people ask, why didn't more doctors get sick and die if they were exposed to COVID to that degree? It's because they've been exposed to so much, their immune system is more primed. I'm not saying, you know, be in the middle of a petri dish, but, you know, some people just, you know, work in settings where there's sick people around them, and sometimes it benefits them. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, my nose is running. I get the cat sleeps on my face. Don't know why. It's horrible because cats don't wear underwear. So when they sleep on my face, guess what's in my face? Not really easy. Kind of smell that all day too. It doesn't matter. You can't shower it off. So we're being told that COVID cases are plummeting. Just a week ago, We're told the COVID cases are just rising, skyrocketing. It was from the Christmas curve, and you know, we were all bad to celebrate Christmas. And now COVID cases are plummeting. Okay, you got to really take these headlines with a grain of salt. Now, I like to share my experiences with you as a physician. My patient population is different. Okay, I'm not seeing patients in the hospital. I'm sending people to the hospital. And my patient base is from multiple states. So I get to see Southwest, I get to see the Northwest, I get to see Midwest, I get to see Southeast, and some of the Northeast. And so I should get licensed in a couple more states in the Northeast, but I'm licensed in 12 states. So when I share with you what I see, it's not what I see in the hospital. It's not what I see in the ER. It's what I see before they go in. Now, some of them might be just so bad that they just go straight there. So I might have a more milder, healthier patient base. But I'm getting, when I get calls for shortness of breath, when I get calls for high fevers, when I get calls of people panicking, they're like, look, I don't want to go to the ER, just be told that, you know, I didn't need to be here, so I'm calling you first. I'm like, get to the ER. Don't waste time talking to me. So I do get to see a slice of America, 12 different slices, based on where I'm licensed in, on what's happening from the COVID crisis. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see numbers of cases going down. I'll tell you what I see in a second. So where are they coming from? Okay, so there's a report that infections have fallen 44% in the last 3 weeks, and vaccination is not the reason. They say since only 8% of Americans have gotten their vaccine, Daily Mail is reporting that can't be the reason why infections have fallen. So infections falling almost by half. What could be going on? Now, this isn't all states. Apparently, there are Alabama, Louisiana, Montana, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania trending upward. A lot of states are still having new cases, but in terms of being this high to down here, that's a drop. It doesn't mean that we have no cases. So, for example, Illinois had another 84 recently, Pennsylvania another 136, Arizona another 214. I live in Nevada. Nevada, it always kind of takes a while to find on this. I don't know why. Nevada, not sure how many new cases. I know we just got reported some variants. We have a total of 279,000 cases in my state. So the cases are still happening, but is the curve going up or is the curve starting to go down? So we're being told, even globally, numbers are going down. Okay, so that's getting exciting. All right, well, why is that? Okay, one, could there be immunity? Could so many of the population have had COVID that they're now having some sort of immunity? Is the vaccination working? You know, if you still have, I mean, what, Israel has already vaccinated, was it 70% of their population, I believe? I mean, even though it still takes a couple weeks after the second shot, it still does provide some protection. Is it because people aren't getting tested? Now, that's what I think is going on. I still have people all the time call in. I got fever. I got runny nose. I got cough. Maybe it's a little less this week, but still, every day, I have people calling with symptoms of COVID. I say, all right, go and get a COVID swab. And 90% of the mild ones tell me, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, well, you've had this headache, you've had this fever, you've had this runny nose, you have this congestion. Yeah, I don't want to get a COVID test. And I'm like, but here's the thing. If you want to go back to work, you know, we don't want you to expose others at work. I work from home. So in order for that number to get logged, you need to go and get the test. And I think there is a lot of people that are just kind of sick of the COVID tests. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, they're coughing, they're sneezing, you know, and they'll blame it on something else. And they're like, look, I know it's not COVID because I had COVID in October. I had a patient the other day insisting, I had COVID this summer. So what I have now isn't COVID. I mean, yeah, it could be an adenovirus. It could be a rhinovirus. But remember, people can't get COVID twice. I'm not going through that again. So when you have a population who is so sick of this virus, right? Just so sick of the whole topic. Anybody who's ever had a swab shoved up their nose into the back, the nasopharynx, if it's done correctly, people don't want to get that again. So I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm hearing that cases are dropping. I do believe cases might be dropping, but I don't believe it's to that degree. I think we have a slew of people that are like, I'm not going to say anything. Now, unfortunately, what I've seen with my patients, that I don't want to call them my patients because they're not my personal patients. These are patients I see on telemedicine. Many of them are at work, coughing and sneezing and with their sore throat. I had an argument with somebody yesterday. I'm like, look, this could be COVID, so I'm going to give you a note for work. And they're like, I've been at work this whole 2 weeks. I don't think my fever is COVID. I go, even if it's not COVID, let's say, if you have a fever and a runny nose and a cough, what the heck are you doing being at work? So these people are at work. I mean, the reason why the COVID cases, you know, might still be rising in areas is because people don't want to stay home. They, you know, they might have gotten 2 weeks of free, of paid leave, but they, you know, until unemployment re-adds that extra bonus, people are at work. They're at work sick. So, and then when I said, look, I want you home, to put somebody home and ground them for 10 days, they're not going for it. So I'm not surprised if globally you're hearing people go, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to tell anybody I have a sniffle. Now, is there a possibility that COVID is mutating to a virus that might be now less severe? Well, I don't know, because every single headline these days is the E484K mutation that's in the Brazilian and the South African strain and now some UK strains. Or the UK more common strain, the B1117 strain, has the N501Y mutation. And we're hearing that these mutations are allowing this virus to be more infectious. So while we have one headline saying that the more infectious virus is out there, we're getting another headline saying cases are plummeting. Which brings me to my last point. I think it's narrative changing time. Alright? We have for months been scaring the heck out of people, saying this is really infectious, this is really bad, it's gonna kill, and it has killed. It has overwhelmed our hospitals. But now things need to change. We need teachers coming back. We need Biden policies looking like they're successful. So the narrative now starts to change. There's not going to be trillions upon trillions and trillions of dollars able to be printed that quickly. Just like that, you can promise we're going to get another 100,000 or 100 million, 200 million vaccine doses. Those are kind of hard to make. Well, my guess is the printers, right, that, you know, are in the Treasury or whoever's printing this money, my guess is it's going to take longer to make that money. And so my guess is there has to be a push now to go, we're doing it right, we're doing it right. Well, what are we doing right? Is it the vaccinations? Is it the masks? We've been masking for months now. Or is it we need people less scared so the schools reopen? So I'm just telling you right now, I'm still seeing people with COVID symptoms, and they're not getting tested. So I think that number is a little falsely low. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, no more.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.